Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One of the two Democrats running for governor of Massachusetts is facing questions about a restraining order taken out against him as his first marriage was falling apart. Candidate Bob Massey confirms to WBUR that in the midst of that divorce 23 years ago, he was ordered to leave the home he shared with his children and then wife. But Massey insists it was not the result of any sort of violence or abuse. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is following this story and spoke with Bob Massey last night and is with us this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
So what do we know about what happened to Massey two decades ago?
All right. Well, Bob Massey says the restraining order was part of a deeply sad and personal story about the end of his first marriage. He says back in 1995, he and his then wife had two small boys. Massey was struggling with serious health problems related to his HIV, which he had contracted from a bad blood transfusion. And the marriage was under lots of pressure, and it broke down. According to Massey, there was a disagreement about the terms of custody of the two boys. So Massey says his lawyer advised him to stay in the house while they worked out the custody arrangement so as not to jeopardize his custody rights. His wife at that time thought it was better if he left, and to make that happen, according to Massey, her lawyer served him with a restraining order, forcing him to leave the house. But Massey says there was no abuse, just a tragic breakdown of a marriage.
There was no violence. There was no allegation of violence. There was, a need for us to separate in order to sort out our differences. And we then worked it out over the next couple of weeks and months. The order was lifted. We went on to co-parent our children, who are now in their 20s and 30s. And we've forgiven each other and moved on. It's embarrassing and painful, and I know a source of concern, especially in these Me Too days, but this is an incident from a long time ago.
Anthony, I know you've also been in touch with Bob Massey's former wife. What did you hear from her?
All right. Well, Massey was married to Dana Robert, who's a professor of theology at Boston University. Bob Massey sent me a statement that she provided to him back in 1995 that said, "At no point in our marriage has Bob ever physically abused me or our children. Despite our differences, Bob was a faithful husband and a loving father. I reached out to Dana Robert by email. She wrote back to say she stands by that statement today. She also added that Massey is, quote, a fine person, a man of integrity, who will make an excellent governor, and that she looks forward to voting for him."
Still, it's difficult to be running for office and have something come out like this during a campaign, Anthony, as we've learned from so many other campaigns across the country in the past.
Absolutely, particularly a few days before the Massachusetts Democratic Convention. And Massey has expressed to me some frustration that he's dealing with this intensely private and embarrassing matter right now.
I've never hidden this. I've talked about it before. I've written about it before. I find it really sad that this has been brought back up just 4 days, 3 days before the state convention. But that's what it is.
Massey says he's talked about this and written about this in the past. What's he referring to?
Well, back in 1996, a year or so after his marriage broke up, Massey wrote a piece for the Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly, and the headline was "Restraining Orders Abused in Custody Battles." He wrote that, quote, "such orders are routinely exploited by divorce attorneys who know that no judge wants to be accused of having made a mistake and that false accusations are never investigated." Massey called for changes in the laws and said back then, even men like him who believe in women's rights and deplore domestic violence are threatened by restraining orders. He wrote that some men are permanently broken by it. For others like him, he says, he wrote that it takes years to recover. So I asked him about that piece that he wrote, if he still believes that. And he walked it back a bit, saying the laws have changed since he wrote that piece 22 years ago.
I just want to make clear, I support the use of restraining orders. People who are involved in divorces and divorce lawyers know that sometimes, you know, anytime you have a complicated system and when you have people who are in dispute, sometimes the methods available that are chosen are painful.
So, Bob, clearly Massey's walking a fine line here. 2 decades ago, he felt strongly that he was abused by a system that forced him out of his house with a restraining order. But today, in the Me Too era, he's pulling back a bit from that position. But, Bob, I want to stress that I don't believe this is a Me Too moment. This is a story about a deeply difficult and personal moment in Bob Massey's life almost 25 years ago.
All right, that's the personal side of it. Let's talk about the campaign for just a moment. It comes at a time when his campaign is struggling to gain traction. And as Massey himself suggested in your conversations with him, the story emerges at an awkward time as this weekend, as he pointed out, there's the Democratic State Convention at which the candidates will be asking for the party endorsement. So I'm wondering, any response yet from his Democratic opponent, Jay Gonzalez?
No. I reached out to the Jay Gonzalez campaign and they offered no comment. I think they're comfortable to let Massey struggle with this on his own. But you're right, Bob. Massey's campaign is low on cash. Both Democrats, in fact, are struggling to be noticed. And this weekend's convention should be a chance to start turning that around. And there's no question that Massey would much rather be talking about other things than this painful chapter in his life some 24 years ago.
Okay. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, many thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure, Bob.